I have a secret.
Uh-huh.
I use Secret Whole Body Deodorant because more than just my armpits stink.
Oh, can I use it where my bra rubs under my...
Oh, yeah.
And what about down there? You know, my...
Totally. 4 out of 5 gynecologists would recommend it. So I tried it, and now I get 72 hours of freshness. From my pits to my...
Ooh, I love that it's a spray.
Me too. And it comes in sticks and creams too. Go get your Secret Whole Body Deodorant.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
From ESPN Studios in the Seaport District of New York City, it is Barton Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. It's a day of mourning.
On multiple levels.
Here in New York City, it is a day of just despair and despondence and inevitability, of course, Bart, as you know.
Come on over. We've been over here and drinking Mai Tais. Come on over.
But you know what, though? There still is hope. There still is hope. You know why there's hope?
Why is there hope, Alan?
Because our football team's still winning games.
Ah.
And you know why else there's hope?
Why?
Because the Knicks kicked that Pistons ass on Friday. That's why.
Yeah, that's
how
why.
How dare you say they were going to be 2-0?
Yeah, how great you feel about that.
I feel very good about it.
I feel good about
it. You know why I feel good about
it? I feel good.
Because you have to wear it. That's why.
I feel good.
I wouldn't care if you didn't run your mouth Friday.
I'd much rather wear losing 1 out of 85 than being sent home and being stuck on a perpetual hamster wheel every year, bounced out of the last 7 years, bounced 4 times by the same team, and still keep trying to do the same damn thing and build a home run hitting team against a team that is the most complete team in all of baseball. That is the definition of insanity. And even if you sign Aaron Judge back, it's still insane because the pieces around him are still the same type of players. Boom or bust. And you guys been busting and busting and busting. So listen, say goodbye to my little friend. Aaron Judge is going to send you guys a postcard. He's going to take a big ad out in the newspaper and thank everybody for all the love. But at this time in my career, matter of fact, he should do it in the YMCA. Call the Brick up and go to the Boys and Girls Club and let's have a decision and all rise and let's get the final verdict if you guys going to get Aaron Judge or if Aaron Judge is going to say, you know what, I take my services to the Bay. Ooh, but what if he say I take my services
What?
To who? The Mets?
Oh,
that'll cut you so deep, Alan. Mm-hmm. You'll probably wear black for a whole year. You should be in mourning, not concentrating on my Pistons. We won by losing. We're going to get Wahimbe way.
I think the Lakers are way ahead of you on that if you see that. But you know what, though? We'll get to this. We'll get to the Yankee conversation. We certainly have a lot to say on that. And then now where the World Series heads from here. There's only one team that needs to win this World Series now. They're America's team now.
Who's that?
Oh, they're America's team now.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Get the hell out of
they
here.
They are America's team
get
now.
Get the hell out of here.
All right, we want you to be part of Barton Hunt Nation on the Dr. Pepper Call Online. Call us at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation presented by Dr. Pepper. It ain't college football
season. That's what
Himbo
was thinking.
Without the delicious taste of an ice-cold Dr. Pepper, it's the one fans deserve. Let me reach the phone so when the calls come in, we can get them. Now, again, we will eulogize the Yankee season and look forward to a World Series where there's only one favorite. There's only one team that should win. But we do have to get to some other things in the world of sports, and that includes your sport, foosball, the NFL, where...
Something wrong with your amledoodle-ungata, Colonel Sanders.
Yeah. Two goats are looking old.
Billy goats.
Yeah. Two goats are looking old, man. Aaron Rodgers loses again? Again? Taylor,
what
Heineke?
Is that? Can we go to Zaire Alexander? Listen, Tyler Heineke is the modern day Ryan Fitzpatrick in Minshew mania. You're supposed to beat him, but you don't want that smoke because he can get real hot.
Yeah. Heineke does definitely seem like a more like conservative version of like Minshew mania and stuff like that. Like he just when he plays, things happen, and you kind of like that, but. There's that. And I mean, which one was worse? Losing to
panic?
That's what I'm asking you. So
the
is
Bucks
it
lost to expansion team?
Is it right? Or is it worse losing to a team that literally is quitting? I think the Carolina Panthers are tanking for Wembanyama. I mean, everybody, like, they were not even trying to win the game and they beat you. They beat you. And so which one is worse? Let's see. Let's begin. Let's begin with the GOAT. Let's begin with Tom Brady. Because I just need to know, what do you possibly say after a game where you don't get a touchdown? Not one? You only scored 3 points?
Did he yell at himself?
Yeah, right. Tom Brady was looking in the mirror yelling at himself.
And I think it's the NFL, so every team is challenged. And if, you know, you got to understand they have strengths. And, you know, we just have not played well. It doesn't matter, you know, if you don't execute your job well, then it doesn't matter who's on the other side. It just still comes down to the fundamentals of the sport. Throwing and catching, blocking and tackling.
No. I'm gonging that.
Hold on. Can we? See, in boxing,
I don't want to hear that.
I'm a huge boxing fan, and when somebody moves on in boxing, they have the ceremonial gong of 10. We're going to put away Tom Brady's GOAT status. Now, he can retire the GOAT.
Right,
but
now,
currently, he out there looking like Johnny Unitas in San Diego.
What are we doing here?
Come to the dark side. Welcome, Tom. Welcome. It's a wrap.
That's it, huh?
This the artist formerly known. This like when Snoop Dogg went to Master P. Them albums suck. You know what I'm saying? This is not the Tom Brady that I know, man. This is like when Snoop went to No Limit.
All right.
But I want to ask the peoples out there. I got a question. Who would you rather? Can we ask them that?
Who'd you rather what?
Who would you rather be? Would you rather be the Bucks, or would you rather be the Packers of Green Bay? Who would you rather?
Well,
Who's in the worst position?
Well, let's hear from the Packers of Green Bay and their leader, Aaron Rodgers. After they lose again.
Like, Aaron about to go solo, man. He about to lead the group.
Well, you know what, though? Is he worried? Is he concerned? He certainly can't be happy about things.
Got right, it does. I'm not worried about this squad. In fact, this might be the best thing for us. This week, you know, nobody's going to give us a chance. Going to Buffalo and Sunday Night Football. The chance to get exposed. Shoot. Might be the best thing for us.
That's out too. That's out too. I'm not listening to that.
So
what are these statements right now?
This is a BS translator off the fly. You ain't even got to set me up with nothing.
All right.
So he's saying this is the best thing for us to get our ass kicked on national TV to force our organization to do something that they never do. And that's to go out and spend future draft picks to save this season. That's why he says getting exposed like a nerve is ugly, and it hurts to see Aaron get the brakes beat off of him.
Mm, that's actually his messaging is that way. He's not talking like he doesn't really mean this is the best thing for us as far as us players. He means it's the best thing for us. How much more do we need to be exposed before the front office decides
you can't win?
They realize what they've done, because I mean, how many times Romeo Doubs going to drop a catchable ball before
But what did I tell you? I told you Brandon Cooks always available.
Yeah, you're right.
I told you, like, who else? I said DJ Moore always available, baby. It is players that are out there that are available. May cost you a little, may cost you a lot, but it's definitely going to cost you. And I tell you what, man, you look at Green Bay and the fact that Minnesota is trending in the other direction. This is going to be 4 losses. If they get to 7 L's, a matter of fact, this would be 5th. This would be 4 in a row. This would be 5 overall.
Mm-hmm.
If they get to 7 L's, because the Eagles can be an L, the Rams can be an L, the Dolphins can be an L, the Vikings can be an L, the Cowboys could be an L.
Oh, yeah.
If they get to those L's, why did
that Aaron, Cowboys defense against why, this team?
Why did Aaron Rodgers come back? Tom Brady, like, man, I lost my woman.
Wait. Why did Aaron Rodgers come back?
Well, we know for this money.
Must be the money.
Well, he could have got Jeopardy, but they didn't want him.
He could have got
a solid 15 from Jeopardy and did it forever.
You think so? Yeah. You think they would have given it? I don't know if he would have gotten that job. I think he knew he wasn't getting the job.
But the thing is, right?
They're 3-4. And what's this coming week is the Bills, 3-5. And then you get the Lions, but you're in Detroit.
This is the thing. I can see them, if they going down this road, I can see them trying to trade Aaron Rodgers this offseason.
Ooh. Wow.
Why wouldn't you?
That was a hot. That's such a hot take. We got to turn the AC on it.
You got to rebuild, right?
Yeah.
Like if this is how you're going to look with Aaron Rodgers in the current roster.
But if you're a team, would you give up anything of value for a $50 million?
It's Aaron freaking
38-year-old.
It's Aaron freaking Rodgers.
Dude, won't see till week one.
Another observation.
All right. Oh wow, you're going observations now.
Sean Payton going to the Chargers. Brandon Staley good as barbecue chicken.
That's the best, easy.
Well, you didn't say it, so I just want to put the layup out there.
I like that.
Sometimes you want to see a free throw go through.
I like that. I like it because you're right. Another game that we're looking at in this week, when you look at all the games this week, there's certain teams where we know it. We get to a point of a season now where the reality starts to hit some teams. And by the way, I'll give you this. AFC East greater than AFC West.
Oh, yeah.
That's not crazy.
Absolutely.
We thought the AFC West was going to be an unbelievable division. It sucks.
And finally, you talk about, yes,
of course.
Rising from the...
Yeah, and?
6 feet deep. They tried to throw dirt on him.
But?
And he shook it off. And he patted it under his feet. And they threw more dirt. And he shook it off. And patted it under his feet. They continued to throw and throw and throw. And yes, he continued to shake the Harlem Shake. And he patted it all the way until he had dug himself out of the hole. Yes, much like Rich Gannon, the rise, the rebirth of Geno Smith. Oh, yes.
You did all that for Geno
Smith? Yes. Geno, first place in the NFC West.
It is an unreal reality.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Geno, two number ones to build around Geno, much like Gus. No. Rich Gannon took the Raiders of Oakland to the Super Bowl after stinking for so much time.
I can't believe you put so much of that energy into Geno Smith.
He is in first place.
32 years.
Put some respect on his name.
4-3.
He's 4-3.
You're right. You know what? I retract that statement. You're right. You're absolutely right. 888 say ESPN.
Geno being in first place is more surprising than the Giants, the Jets. We thought that team was tanking.
Yes, we did. It's a good point.
Clearly, remember, Geno did not get the assignment.
He didn't get the assignment?
He say Bryce Dees.
Be part of Barton Hot Nation.
Stroud Doles.
888 say ESPN, 888-729-3776. Man, we got a lot of calls to get to. We will get to those. It's Barton Hahn. We're presented by Progressive Insurance. It's the 10th year of Progressive's Keys to Progress annual giveaway for veterans. This year, their goal is to gift a vehicle to at least one recipient in every state. Learn more at keystoprogress.com.
Geno might make All-Pro this year. Well, he's definitely going to the Pro Bowl.
All right. Well, we have calls, but we do have to also get to the eulogy, shall we? The Yankees get swept, and it's not a surprise. When Gerrit Cole lost Game 3, and really it wasn't Gerrit Cole who lost it, it was Aaron Boone who lost it. Aaron Boone had made some really just questionable decisions, including taking Gerrit Cole out of the game. So you take him out, you can't score. That's embarrassing. And then it leads to a home game where, once again, you're leading. Now, just like on Saturday, an error leads to runs. Like, every mistake they made, it felt like the Astros capitalized on it. Happened again yesterday when the Yankees had a lead. Gleyber Torres throws it away in what should have been an inning-ending double play. I'm going over things that everybody's probably already heard at this point. It's frustrating. It's maddening. There's nothing else to talk about. The World Series matchup now, which begins Friday, by the way, in Houston, it's the Phillies and the Astros. For the Astros and Dusty Baker, it's a chance to win a ring, which it feels like they are on their way. But
you're hating on them.
Not him. The Phillies, if you were paying attention to that series, Bryce Harper, I mean, that home run yesterday, that was epic. They feel like that kind of team of destiny. You know what I mean? Like they just
the
feel
flasher?
Like that team of
You're hoping. You're hoping so bad because Houston would be insufferable.
Yeah.
Little Altuve.
I would need a week off.
Little Altuve. This time, they win, they rip his shirt off. No wire. Guess what? No tattoo either. Ha ha! Ha ha!
But let me say this before we get to the calls, because there's a lot of people who want to sound off on the Yankees here. And we want to give them a chance. So Astros-Phillies, it's going to be a fun series, no doubt about it. It'll be very intriguing because the Phillies just have just great momentum going. They certainly have the pitching that you need to go up against this Astros team. They can score runs, star power, all that stuff. And they got a fan base. That building is insane. Like, they really, Citizens Bank Park is one of the fun places when it's packed like that. So that series will be great. We'll certainly get to breaking that stuff down. But let's eulogize what happened in New York. A team that had run first place for almost the entire season in their division, had the best record in baseball up until the All-Star break, and then gave it away. And had Aaron Judge go for 62 home runs, the American League record, and had one of the all-time seasons. But at the end, it was the same old of the Yankees. I tweeted this the other day, but for those who might not have seen it, because it got a lot of traction on social media, but I'm going to repeat it. Because this issue is not about Gerrit Cole not being good enough. This is not about Aaron Judge not being good enough, even though his numbers in the postseason were horrifically bad compared to what he did in the regular season. 9 playoff games, he just had 5 hits. He struck out 15 times in 36 at-bats. They were terrible numbers. Against Houston, he was 1-for-16, Bart. Didn't hit a home run. Walked once, struck out 4 times. And, of course, had the last out to end the year. Fittingly, maybe or not. The last out, the last chance, hits a home run, we're tied. Instead, meekly grounds out, and we're done in the Bronx. 6 years since Brian Cashman, quote-unquote, rebuilt this franchise. It's a team that still, as we've learned, exists off pretty much a one-dimensional offense.
Yeah.
That, during the regular season, is fun. But it's easily stifled in the postseason. And then, by the way, the young core that 2017 showed us, the Baby Bombers, right? We got excited about that whole group that lost in 7 games to the Houston Astros. And you thought, okay, they're right there. Like, this is going to be fun. They're going to get one, this group. You could just feel it. That fizzled. That foundation of young players crumbled. There's not many left. And Gleyber Torres could be the next guy out, like, of that foundation. You know, Gary Sanchez, gone. You know, Greg Bird, gone. So, and then Aaron Judge, who knows? So you're facing now, starting today, an offseason of excuses. The excuses of, well, we didn't have Benintendi and DJ LeMahieu. The lineup would have looked different if we had them and all that stuff. Great teams, great franchises find a way to overcome this stuff. They did not, and they fell back into old habits, which is, well, we just got to just smash home runs and we'll be fine.
Like the
and
Astros.
You put so much pressure on your bullpen, on your pitching, that it just ends up being what we've seen now for 6 years. Not good enough. And by the way, not just not good, well, ALCS 3 times in 6 years. You know, that's pretty good. It's pretty good for some franchises, not for ones that spend as much as they do. Not for ones that have the expectations that they do. And not for one that hasn't been in a World Series since 2009. You know, ALCS is nice, but you're expected to be there. You were the second best team in the league, in the American League. You were. So you're supposed to be in the ALCS. It's getting to the World Series and winning one that they have not been able to do. So, do they change the math? Do they change upstairs? You can't change the roster constantly. You've got to change something. I just don't know if that change is coming, Bart.
Remember what we always hear, right? Remember when we had the Kraken, and they said, well, the analytics department said that if you project his season, what it would have been, right? They always make excuses because you can use data to pretty much validate whatever belief you have pretty much in anything.
Of course.
And that's what they've been doing. But what my eyes tell me is that they've been doing the same thing for probably about 5 seasons and expecting a different result in every year. And this year, it got worse because they got swept. So what makes them think that next year the Astros won't be right there? They're set up for the long haul.
I was told the Astros were starting to break up now, that Correa wasn't there, right?
And all they did was
losing different pieces.
They kept their
Cole
core.
Left. No, it doesn't matter.
Right.
They find other pieces. Whatever it is, they find it. They know what they're doing. They just do it better than you. And it's not just on the field. They are an organization, even with, I mean, again, all the changes that they had to make. Lunau out, Hinch out, doesn't matter. Dusty comes in, and they just never missed a beat. You got to tip your cap to them, as maddening as it is. You have to tip your cap to the Astros, and let me do that. But again, I go back to, this is not any franchise. This is the Yankees. This is the biggest brand in North American sports. Tell me all you want about the Cowboys. The Yankees are the biggest brand in North American sports. Undeniable. And the fact that they haven't been to a World Series since they beat the Phillies. And oh, by the way, the Phillies haven't been to the World Series since they were beaten by the Yankees. Well, guess who's in the World Series this year? The Phillies. They beat you back. Think about that. They beat you back. And they had to go through 100-win team after 100-win team. They had to overcome a National League that was heavily loaded with great teams. And they were the third champions. Best team in their damn division. Yep. And they got there. How?
Hitting.
They changed the manager. But hang on. They changed the manager. Mm-hmm. They went after the right kind of stars. That's what they did.
Well, Bryce Harper has been under a lot of pressure, right?
And he has performed well.
And he should, right? Because we know his pedigree, right? On Sports Illustrated at 16 years old, he's a phenom.
And this is his time.
But
now,
this is the opportunity to go for two. What would that mean? Because he won with the Nationals, right?
No, he wasn't there.
He wasn't there.
Ow!
Remember, he left.
Oh, so he's going.
They won in spite of him.
So he's going for his first one.
Yeah, that's what makes this a big deal for him, because the minute he left, they were like, yeah, we'll win without you.
And the crazy thing is, what he's doing in the postseason is what you hope that Judge would have done.
Exactly.
If Judge would have done what Harper had done, we wouldn't even have it.
Well,
he'd be under so much pressure to go ahead.
May I add that if teams would have pitched to him the way the Padres did yesterday, what are you doing? Then maybe Aaron Judge would have had a better postseason. But I digress. That's my take. What's yours? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We'll hear from Aaron Judge, of course. He had plenty to say afterwards. Or did he really say anything? And then Dusty Baker. I mean, there's a lot to get to. I just wanted to get that out of my system first. I know you have a lot to say. By the way, it is Overreaction Monday. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart gave you his, and you can include, of course, the Yankees in this if you want, or even the Astros or the Phillies. Overreaction Monday is not exclusive to the NFL, at least not today. So much to get to. Stay with us. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio, and watch us on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
This episode is brought to you by Beyond Natural Pet Food. Beyond Pet Food helps me care for what matters, my pets and my world. They help me nourish my pets with high-quality natural ingredients like wild-caught salmon and organic free-range chicken. Beyond also has responsible sourcing practices and a long-term partnership with the Nature Conservancy. Beyond Pet Food, your pet, your world. Learn more at beyondpetfood.com.
That was an overreaction.
Overreaction Monday.
That was uncalled for.
On Bart and Hahn.
All the Snoop No Limits was whack.
Let him know. It's Bart and Hahn. Presented by Progressive Insurance, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It is Overreaction Monday. Today, it is not just exclusive to the NFL. We will include baseball, especially for you Yankee fans who want to sound off today. And there's plenty who do. So, all right. Nobody asked Timmy Trumpet to show up here. Nobody. This is not necessary.
Hey, sit down, man. We don't need this around here.
The Mets season was eulogized weeks ago.
We lost a good one. If you just heard Aaron Judge's comments, it's been real.
What do you mean it's been real?
I wonder if Aaron Judge is going to have.
He didn't say anything.
What do you mean? He said they got a long time to figure it out. That means I'm gone.
Plenty of time. It doesn't mean I'm gone.
Okay. All right.
He's just putting everybody on notice.
You want the BS translator? I'm gone.
He gone.
So
that's at 1:30.
Yeah. No. I'm not buying any of that. I saw.
I wonder if Aaron Judge.
I saw that narrative being pushed out there. I'm not buying it.
I wonder if Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
When he lands back in the Bay Area to go home.
What do you mean?
I wonder if he has a press conference.
He lives in
like Ohtani. Like it was a disappointing season. Man, but Aaron, you broke the record.
You're reaching.
He's gonna have a press conference.
Did you see him kiss the logo after?
Yeah, he kissed it goodbye. It's a great part of his story, but it's not the end. It's not the last part of his story.
No, it's not the end.
Right.
Yeah, all right. Tell you what.
Didn't Messier leave?
We have to.
Didn't Gretzky leave?
No, Gretzky retired.
No, I'm talking about didn't Gretzky leave the place that he started
Edmonton?
At?
Yeah, he had to because they needed to go to a bigger market because Edmonton couldn't afford him anymore. Big difference. Big difference.
And nor can the Yankees.
Yeah, okay. I will give one more. This is my overreaction. And then I'm going to lay out and I'll let people talk because we got to let it get to the calls. But I got one more because you had some great observations, your overreaction Monday about different teams. You had some really good ones. I'm going to give you this one on the Yankees. You ready?
Sure.
My overreaction is this. Behind closed doors, there needs to be a conversation. The franchise needs an injection, not of new blood, but of old blood.
Epstein?
Yankee blood.
Oh. Derek Jeter. He's going to show you that
How did Project Wolverine go?
He don't even come back for old timers day. Newsflash, he really don't like y'all. And he damn sure don't want to work next to Cashman.
Well, that's where I'm headed.
Derek Jeter's not proven to be a great executive.
Why? What was going on in Miami?
How did Project Wolverine go?
He walked away because they would not continue to do what he said was the right thing to do.
Because it wasn't working.
Really?
Best thing he did was remove the statue.
Derek Jeter, back in the family.
No.
Run the organization.
Doesn't move me.
And then bring in Donnie Baseball to manage the team.
Hasn't proven that he can be a great executive.
As your face of the franchise.
All right, good luck.
As your leader, as your voice.
Telling you what to do.
Who knew what George Steinbrenner always wanted.
Okay.
Who had a standard was there to uphold.
Turn the page.
And you bring him in. And then he brings in Donnie Baseball and more blood back in the franchise. It's needed, and it's needed right now.
Nope. Turn the page, bro.
Where am I turning the page to?
It's like Paulie said when he said, turn the page, Rocco. Yesterday wasn't so great. Shit was good. Shit was good to you. Wasn't great for me. So turn the page, man. Quit trying to live in the past.
It's not living in the past. That's
just
bringing back people who understand.
He's an unproven executive. What has he won? What has he done? You better go on for Epstein.
He wants ownership.
Aim big.
He wants ownership. And
what's
Steve,
the thing
Steve
on Instagram?
Cohen.
You thinking little. Think big.
Steve
Bricks.
Cohen is
think
the guy
big.
With Epstein. They're already trying
our
to
people's, well, our people want to come.
I understand. You know, let me finish.
You and your feelings like
jumping
Ralph
Tran.
You and your feelings like Ralph Transman.
It's an overreaction.
You've been overreacting since we got on here.
You're right.
Let it go.
Can't. Go to Brooklyn.
It burns.
Talk to Brent.
Let it burn.
Brent, what's happening?
We're playing Usher.
Hi, good afternoon, fellas. How you guys doing?
Good.
What up?
How you guys doing?
Good.
I want to talk about, first and foremost, J-E-T-S, Jets.
Of course. We'll get to that.
We're doing it right.
We'll get to that, yep.
Yeah, but the Yankees got to get rid of analytics. With analytics, I don't think it works with grown men. These guys are professionals. Let them play the sport of baseball. Get a coach in there that could coach.
It's not analytics, Brent. It's not analytics. It's not that.
It's roster construction because you know who's big on analytics? The Astros. You know who do it right? You know how you can get two people two tools and one don't know how to use it? The Yankees don't know how to use it. They keep looking for a basketball team or somebody that look like bouncers.
You are the worst.
Him and Stanton. Look how big they are.
Patrick in Rockville Center. What's up, Pat?
So I think everybody is overreacting about the Yankees. I think that being on short rest, with the Astros being on full rest, and not having DJ and Benintendi in the lineup is
excuse
what caused
after
them to lose.
Excuse.
No, it's true. Two contact hitters that you would use at the top of the lineup that would help, you know, kind of alleviate the idea that everybody's swinging out of their shoes. You're right about that, but there still is different approaches you could take. Even with every team has injuries that you have to manage.
Yes, that's my point.
So Patrick, while that's the logical take. That's the unemotional, logical take.
Yeah, and that's,
there is a frustration of 6 years of just fill in the blanks of who wasn't available, and that's why they lost the series, because it seems like every year that's been the problem. We continue with news from Barton Hunt Nation, and we have Wayne in New York hit us up on the Dr. Pepper call-in line. Wayne.
Hey, what's going on, guys? Hey, listen, I want you to give me some perspective, Alan. This reminds me of 1995, 1994. Do you remember who was beating the brakes off the Yankees at that time? It was Seattle. So what did the Yankees do? The Yankees made a couple of subtle changes. They got rid of Showalter, and they brought in a baseball-savvy veteran who was loved by the league and loved by everybody. Now, I'm going your way, Alan, but Don Mattingly will be there, but not his manager. I think the Yankees' next manager will be Carlos Beltran. Remember, the Mets had Carlos Beltran, but they let him go before.
Yeah, I get it. Let's bring it to cheating. If you can't beat him, then cheat it.
Carlos has been working with the Yes Network, so he's been around the franchise. Mm-hmm. Now, the Mariners, that was a great series, and they ended up winning it. And what did the Yankees do but take Tino Martinez from them? That's what they did. And you could argue that moving on from Buck wasn't exactly like the – look, it worked out because Joe Torre ended up winning a lot, but it wasn't like it was all Buck Showalter's problem. That team just had a coming together and then had an epic run that, I will admit, probably spoiled my generation. And that's why it leads to where we are today of these expectations that we have.
So
because
arrogant.
There was a time where those expectations were met year after year. All right, we continue with your calls at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Your Overreaction Monday calls on the NFL and the Yankees. It's Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. Watch us on the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
It's only a kick, a jump, a block, it's only a serve, it's only a tackle, a run, it's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
Overreaction Monday continues. Bart and Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. A lot of people have their overreactions, not just exclusive to football today, because the Yankees just got swept. The Padres are done as well. Phillies move on. Astros move on. We have a World Series set. You can overreact to those as well. So we have more news from Bart and Hahn Nation. Let's continue as we've got Colin in the Bronx on the Dr. Pepper call line. What's up, Colin?
What's going on, Hollywood Hahn, Bartholomew? Listen, Tessa got me hyped. She's like my all-time favorite caller. I mean, like, you got to be so excited about the Giants. And Bart was talking a lot of smoke last week. I don't know where he's getting his information from. The Giants have over $60 million in cap space next year. They can make a lot of moves. This is not the ending of their window and all this talk he was talking about. The Giants are going to continue to build. They're going to keep looking good. And I got a question for you. Right now, is Daniel Jones next year's quarterback for the Giants?
It depends on how much of that money you want to spend. Because he may cost you $30 million. Really, he may cost you $30 million a year.
It's not easy to answer.
$30 million is pretty under.
Okay. Right.
You're not giving him $30 million.
So $30 million, then, if you're going to keep Saquon, how much is that?
It's ridiculous. You're not giving him $30 million.
How much is Saquon? I'm asking you a question. How much is Saquon? If Daniel Jones worth 30, how much is Saquon? 15?
I would say somewhere around 10, yeah, 10 to 15.
Hold on, 10. Aaron Jones in Green Bay, who's not even a premier running back that shares the backfield, is getting $12 million a year. So you tell me Saquon, who's leading the league in rushing in all-purpose yards, he's only worth 10. And he going to stay here for that.
I don't, if
answer the question. How much is he worth?
I think, genuinely, for the Giants, if he's asking for 15 or more, let him walk. Because he's not going to last that much longer in his career. I don't believe he's going to have another 4 or 5
Okay.
So
50% of your offense just walked away. Okay, then what? Oh, how much is Dexter Lawrence worth?
You want to answer. Okay.
And I'm giving you an answer. You said you got $60 million. I just spent $30 million of it. How much is Dexter Lawrence worth?
$15 to $18 million.
How much?
$15 to $18 million.
Okay. So then that's your salary cap space. This team that you have currently is a good team. It's not equipped to win nothing. So what are you saying?
You can change salary caps with bonuses, with all different types of things.
Not something that matters to the thing. All right, good luck.
Come. Thanks for the call. I'm going to take it up from here.
I just spent your $60 million, and you took 45% of your offense with you.
But you've been the one guy who has told me that the salary cap, other guys have told me this too, the salary cap is sort of something you could always work around in the NFL. You could always be creative and work around
it.
There are ways to still make your team better. We have seen teams do it. All right, we have seen it happen. I don't understand. Like, for Joe Shane, that's going to be what he has to do this coming off season. He's got to figure out. Because you're right. This is that weird place when you look at the Giants.
They've been spending money like crazy.
Listen, they're in the second place in their division, and they don't know if they have a quarterback. They went into the season wondering if they have a quarterback. Now, what they have is a quarterback who is doing just what he needs to do. Nothing spectacular, nothing great, just what he needs to do. And they're using his legs. Brian Daboll gets all the credit for this.
100 yards rushing.
They have figured out how to get the most out of him. But it doesn't mean that he is their quarterback of the future. He's Mr. Right Now.
So it's real decisions that you have to make.
And so there's no given that they just say, well, that's our guy because he had such a great year for us. If he was putting up 400 yards a game and just lighting it up, like maybe 2 years ago, Justin Herbert, different story. But he's not. They're using him properly. It's Saquon that you're right. Saquon's the 50% of the offense guy.
Right.
They don't have any receivers. They really don't. So where they – and then the really good rookie tight end just got poked in the eye. So really when you think about it, they are having great success.
Yeah.
So far this season, they haven't really played the division yet. There's a lot of reality still to be learned. But 6-1 is still 6-1.
Of course. I'm not
if you're a Giants fan, reason to feel good that your franchise is at least heading in the right direction.
No, I would just comment on the fact he said, I know I was talking about the $60 million in salary cap space.
That's why I let you go. I let you go on that because he's
– How much? Well, if Saquon wants 15%, Deebo Samuel's great receivers. He's your best receiver and best running back.
I'm with you.
And you tell me $15 million, $3 million more than Aaron Jones – who got paid 2 years ago is too much, $3 million more.
I'm with you. There's a reality to that as well that's going to be met, and that's Joe Shane's job. But he'll get to that eventually. But what the coach has done is phenomenal. Yeah. They're 6-1.
Of course.
And it gives you reason to believe that they are at least organized, well-coached, set up, and that's all things to feel good about. Like, when you say there's nothing about them that is sustainable towards doing anything, I disagree. Because the most important piece to start with is I got a freaking coach. And you haven't been able to say that about the Giants in a very long time. So they have that.
Yeah, you have an NFC that's down, right?
Well, not their division.
No, what I'm saying is you got
two other teams in this division that are good.
I'm talking about wild cards.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, overall.
You look at all the other
– So what NFC, is wrong with NFC being West? A wild card team?
No, I didn't say – that would be great experience for them.
Yeah.
I just don't know if you can keep this whole team together. They have to
– But I don't know if I want to.
That's what I'm saying. They're going to have to reboot.
It's
and rebuild.
It's to me, it's the opposite when you look at the Bucs. See, the Bucs to me are facing a harsh reality. Because even though Tom Brady's saying, I'm not going, he's 45 this year.
He'll be going next year.
But I just feel like, you're seeing that. And once you reach that place, how many other guys Tom's not in here. How much does that fall apart?
No, remember.
And Todd Bowles is not exactly inspiring anyone that you've got a great coach there.
2 years ago when everybody got paid, they're all locked in.
Yeah.
So they'll just bring in Jimmy G or somebody like that.
Yeah, well, and that's, again, there'll be other people competing for his services.
Yeah, that'd be. But if you want to go no state taxes and you want to go to a team with weapons,
yeah.
Jimmy G, it might be a space for him to go.
Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. But that's that's a franchise. It's the Saints. I mean, there's certain places.
You talk about Daniel Jones. About. Jimmy G took him to the Super Bowl. They got rid of his ass, but they're going to keep
Daniel
Jones.
That doesn't make it the right decision. We have more of the biggest takeaways from Week 7 coming up next. Stay with us. Barton Hahn.
Come at me.
Thanks for listening to the Barton Hahn Podcast. You can listen live to Barton Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.